I believe the phrase is life can throw you a curveball, but when it comes to my guest, and that would be the ultimate in understatements. Her name became known against her will due to an action that certainly took place against her will. She has now told her story in full in her book, Target, Caught in the Crosshairs of Bill and Hillary Clinton. We say good morning to Kathleen Willey. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here, and thanks for really helping widen people's scope and understanding and really educating, I think, every reader about the significance today of what happened to you yesterday. Was that part of your mission?
Yes, it certainly was. I had the opportunity to write this book, and I did it for a number of reasons. And, you know, one of the reasons is we've got a national election coming up. And my story, I think, is important, and I hope people will buy my book and read it. It's the story of, you know, I'm an ordinary American woman who got caught up in an extraordinary political event in this country, and I talk about the consequences of being pulled into that whole scandal unwillingly
and
at the hands of the Clintons.
And certainly you'll get a revisit to the disgraceful incident that Bill Clinton subjected Kathleen to. I'm reading that part of the story, and I'm thinking, I'm getting these polar opposites, because with someone like yourself or a Jennifer Flowers or Juanita Broderick, you know, more refined and experienced women, Bill Clinton is very crash, very juvenile, very predatory. Yet, did you find it weird that when you heard more about Monica's story, with a younger, more unrefined individual, he's much more gentle with her, much more refined in pursuing her?
Good question. I think that what we're dealing with here, remember we had a remarkable quote from a book that was published last week about former President Ford, where he was quoted as saying, after dealing with Bill Clinton and seeing him in action, that he was he's a sex addict. And his wife, who has dealt with addiction issues and recovery, certainly agreed with him and made the comment that there are places for people like Bill Clinton, for Bill Clinton to get help. And people have received treatment and have gotten, you know, good help once they admitted they have a problem. So I don't think that it makes any difference to Bill Clinton who he zeroes in on. It's anyone.
And you pointed out, whether it's in the walls of the White House, in the air and Air Force One, or, you know, as he travels around the world today, you know, God knows where and who knows, and God knows who with.
And and his behavior continues, and it will continue. He has a real serious problem. He refuses to deal with it, and he refuses to admit it. And unfortunately, for people like me, his wife has enabled his behavior for, you know, well over 30 years now, since before they got married.
Well, that's something I want to get into, too, the enablers, which, you know, that does, that just furthers or increases the welcome mat for the predator that Bill Clinton is. And you point out, too, you know, when everything was happening to you in the Oval Office or in that side room from the Oval Office, Andrew Friendly, one of the aides, would be knocking on the door, but no one would ever go in, because you can safely assume everyone had to have known not to go in because of what was happening. And with Hillary, you know, I'll make the analogy again. Are we seeing a real-life Manchurian candidate instead of a movie come out to play in real life? All of her control and all of her direction, has it all been to get to this point in time where we are today?
Sure. It's all about power. I mean, they have a 30-year plan. He would run for president, he would attain the presidency, and she would follow. And we're watching it unfold. I hope that people, if they buy my book and they read my story, they will be armed with knowledge before they go into the voting booth and vote. Because we have this woman who has enabled his behavior. And not only does she enable it, she helps sweep it under the rug. She hires the private investigators. You know, she puts it all in motion. She sets up the war room. The attacks, you know, the withering, brutal attacks that I had to live with, and the attacks on my veracity and my character, and the threats and intimidation. I mean, my children were threatened by name, and my car was vandalized, and I found, you know, prowlers around my house, and it went on for months, and all because I had been subpoenaed in Paula Jones's sexual harassment lawsuit. Her lawyers were looking for other women. They were trying to establish a pattern. And then I was subpoenaed by Ken Starr's investigation and became a cooperating witness in his investigation. And they, you know, they went on the attack night after night after night after night. And I think that people should understand and know this story. This is a woman who portrays herself as a champion for women, as a women's advocate, as a feminist. And I'm here to tell you, I have been on the receiving end of this woman's wrath. And this is no women's advocate.
Talking with Kathleen Woolley, her book, Target, Caught in the Crosshairs of Bill and Hillary Clinton, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And when you mention hiring of PIs, private investigators, and some of the enablers, we're not talking about people that play above the board. I mean, there are some people in the Clinton clique that either have or are currently serving jail time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are. And, you know, it would just be more of the same. We would have another co-presidency. We would have another administration full of nothing but scandal, and this country would be subjected once again to the lifestyle and the ongoing scandals that we lived through for 8 years with Bill Clinton. I mean, we're already looking at campaign finance irregularities and scandals. I mean, that's just, you know, is synonymous with the name Clinton.
Well, that's, you know, not to give away some of the connectors in the story that Kathleen presents in Target, but as far as finances and the Clintons, if you go through the Clinton timeline, there are a lot of gray and questionable areas. One of those concerning your husband, who, well, if you believe the initial report, committed suicide, but you have suspicions otherwise.
I was finally able to find the courage to look at his autopsy reports. It's just something I've not been able to do until recently, and I'm not an expert. I don't pretend to be an expert. I just saw a few things that just brought questions to mind, and I showed the report to a criminologist and a forensic expert who saw some pretty compelling inconsistencies in the report, and she encourage me to pursue it, to find, you know, more experts who will look at this and to help me get to the truth. I want to know what happened to him. Any survivor of a suicide or a death that's ruled a suicide suffers from all kinds of what ifs and if onlys. I want peace of mind. I am doing this. I'm pursuing this and looking for the answers, you know, to honor his memory, and I'm doing it for my children, I'm doing it for our family. And, you know, I want to have all the facts. I want to be armed with all the facts.
Without a doubt, about a minute left here, and the story is not all about Bill and Hillary. It's about Kathleen as well, and certainly in times that you went through, you have your friends, you have your foes. You had the worst-case scenario because you also had some phony friends along the way, too. But your life today, do you feel, you know, how do you feel today versus 5 years ago, and do you feel more safety, or do you still have the have to look over my shoulder attitude about life?
I'm still vigilant. I'm still careful. Someone broke into my home over Labor Day weekend, within days of two stories appearing in a national magazine, a national newspaper, that I was finishing up my book and that it was going to be published in November, and someone broke in the middle of the night while I was asleep upstairs and stole a copy of my manuscript. And, you know, it's deja vu all over again. I mean, this is the kind of things that I dealt with back during impeachment. So I recognized the signs right away. And the message was, we know where you are. We want to frighten you, and we want to find out what's in your book before it's published.
Yeah, you're a lot stronger than their scare tactics could ever intimidate, as proof. The book is Target, Caught in the Crosshairs of Bill and Hillary Clinton, in the stores, online as well. Kathleen Woolley, you present the education that the voting public needs, because when it comes to Hillary, we can laugh off the planting of questions, but the Hillary story is a lot more than just that element of control and conniving, and you help shine a big light on that dark corner. Thanks for doing that, for being here this morning.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.